Hey, Stephen. Hey, Sean. This is Jacob Szymanski calling from Ottawa, Ontario. I'm a technical producer for AMI Audio, but today I'm reaching out as a listener. I wanted to share a quick demo of Discord, which is a platform I use all the time. More specifically, I want to show you the Windows client for Windows 10. Basically, the way it works is you can either create or join servers. Servers are created usually for hobbies. You can imagine like accessible gaming or joining servers for specific games or even hobbies or your favorite sports team or whatever. Within each server, there are text channels and voice channels. The text channels is basically just like you could imagine it being a WhatsApp group chat. And the voice channels, it's like joining a Zoom call minus the video. Now, when it comes to actually using it with a screen reader, I'm using NVDA today. You'll see that the developers of Discord actually put a bit of effort into making it accessible. I haven't seen any unlabeled buttons or anything like that. Now, the only thing is visually, the UI, the user interface, is very busy. There are a lot of things to click on. And the way it deals with this is by separating the screen landmarks. Let's open up Discord.
Start with Discord app. Press Discord updater. Discord updater. Discord. Clickable.
Okay, when you open it up, you're not directly put into a server, so you have to go and open one up. It has a handy feature called the Quick Switcher.
Quick Switcher dialog.
I open that up using Control K, and it puts you right into a text box. Basically, it's a search box that lets you search for either servers, users, or even specific text channels or voice channels. Now, I want to go and look at the server for a game I've been playing recently. I'm going to type
crowdfunding art stat, Accessible Crusades server.
Accessible Crusades server. I'm going to open that up.
Learn more link, button close.
There.
Server side, Accessible Crusades server, navigation landmark clickable, Accessible Crusades.
So this is a server for a game called Crusader Kings 3. Somebody is currently working on a mod to make this accessible with screen readers. It's still in the beta stages, but I like to go in here and keep track of the development. Like I was saying earlier, there's a ton of stuff on screen, and the best way to navigate around is using landmarks. So I'm using NVDA, so I use the D key on the keyboard. The very first landmark that I fall on is
Accessible Crusades server, navigation landmark clickable, Accessible Crusades.
Now, underneath all of here is all your text channels and all your voice channels if you want to join them.
Channels list with 12 items button, expanded text channels, category.
Now here I like to use links to go through the different text channels, so I use the letter K.
General discussion, text channel, mod downloads, text channel, issues and ideas, text channel.
You get the gist. Now, if I wanted to go and see what's the most recent update?
Information and tips. Text updates and announcements, text channel, link.
Okay, I hit enter on that.
Channel header region search combo box.
Now what I do is I use the letter E to go to
updates and announcements, channel, main landmark. You do not have permission to send
the text box, even though I don't have access to actually send messages to this channel, but I'm just here to read. It uses headings to go through the different messages within a text channel.
Clickable Agamai February 10th, 2023 to
February 10th.
Clickable Agamai February 10th, 2023, 527.
He sent another message.
Mod version 0.
Agamai is the developer.
Heading mod version 0.98.1. Fixed diplomatic alerts being updated the marriage interaction window.
There. Now I know that he fixed diplomatic alerts and the marriage interaction window. Okay, so let's say I want to go and join a voice channel. I'm going to go back to that landmark.
Channel header, user area region set status button. Accessible Crusades.
Here's the top one. Now, with NVDA, you can use the B key to focus on the next button.
Lobby, voice channel, zero users button.
Now, it's a button to join a voice channel. Say I wanted to go and join this lobby. I just use B to get my screen reader to focus over and then hit enter.
Lobby, voice channel, one user link.
Now I'm in the lobby. The next landmark is the user area.
User area region voice connected button.
Now, this next landmark lets you mute yourself, change your settings, and whatnot.
Channel header region text channel.
The next landmark highlights over the text chat.
Complimentary landmark members list for updates and announcements.
And the last landmark is just a list of all the different users in this server. That's a very basic introduction, but the point is that Discord is accessible. It does take a bit of a learning curve because there's a lot to go through, and Discord is a fairly extensive program to start with, but it's super fun for keeping in touch with friends and joining communities, and it's totally accessible for the blind and low vision community. If you know the shortcuts for your screen reader to navigate through landmarks and headings and links and buttons and text boxes, you should be able to get around Discord no problem. That's it for me. I hope it was useful.